Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Imani Moiz for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday to prepare for an initial public offering as soon as this fall. The company said it hasn't decided on timing, saying there are a complicated set of trade-offs tied to going public. OpenAI, SpaceX, and Anthropic are all pursuing public listings at mammoth valuations. The Wall Street Journal has previously reported OpenAI executives have privately worried that rival Anthropic would beat them to a public debut. And last week, Anthropic filed to go public. Bankers have told both companies that whichever startup goes first will get to define the new industry and benefit from being able to access large pools of cash eager to back new AI companies. News Corp, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. The Pentagon updated its list of Chinese businesses identified as aiding Beijing's military, adding around 24 new companies, including tech giants Alibaba, Baidu, and electric car maker BYD. The Pentagon's designation limits their operations in America and bars them from doing business with the U.S. military. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington said the Pentagon was, quote, overstretching the concept of national security and making discriminatory lists to go after Chinese companies. And Meta is launching a free 5-week workforce academy to train Americans to build its data centers. Graduates will be guaranteed a job at a Meta data center construction site. The company is committing $115 million to the program this year and will pilot it in Louisiana, Ohio, Indiana, and Texas. Meta recently laid off 8,000 white-collar employees to help fund its AI infrastructure. According to estimates from Associated Builders and Contractors, the construction industry needs to add about 349,000 net new workers this year alone to meet demand for data center growth. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.